The best passion is compassion.
Back in Inverness, Mojo is playing the piano. And in an abandoned palace somewhere in the fourth tower, little Frida is about to tell her story.
So, why are you here, little Frida?
I'm looking for a relic.
Oh, like some sacred object.
Yeah, a bone.
A bone? You mean...
A bone.
From what?
A saint.
A saint's bone?
Yeah.
Which saint?
Seymour.
Saint Seymour? I never heard of him.
She's a lesser-known saint.
Oh, she?
Yeah.
Well, lesser-known. Well, what was she known for? I mean, that is, among those who knew of this lesser-known saint.
She was known for her kindness and compassion.
Well, that sounds sweet.
Saint Seymour wasn't sweet.
Oh.
She was daring and bold and fierce.
Oh, I see. So you came here in search of her bones?
One bone.
And which bone is that?
Thigh bone.
Saint Seymour's thigh bone?
Yep.
So is that the only bone that exists?
No, that's the only bone that's left that I have to find.
You mean you have the rest of her bones?
That's right.
You mean you've been going around collecting her bones?
That's what I've been doing.
Little Frida, am I a little slow, or are you telling me that you've spent all these years just looking for bones?
And what have you been doing with your life, Jacko?
Well...
It took me a long time to find each one of those bones. They were scattered all over the place.
But, little Frida, why would you want to reassemble a saint?
She wants to go home.
Huh?
Uh-huh.
Well, what did she do? Just come to you in a dream and say, "Little Frida, find my bones, put me back together."
That's not very respectful, Jekyll.
I'm sorry.
But you're right.
How?
I did dream about her, and she did ask me to find her bones.
Really? Why?
She didn't say.
And you didn't ask?
No.
Are you telling me that you've been wandering around inside the fourth tower for what? For the last 30 years, looking for hundreds of bones, and it was all because of a single dream?
No, that would be stupid.
Oh.
She's been in lots of my dreams.
She has?
She told me where I could find each and every bone.
Well, she talks to you, then.
She tells me, "Go to so-and-so, and there you'll find my big toe."
Well, how do you know it's her big toe that you found?
Because when I touch it, it tingles.
Her toe tingles?
All her bones tingle.
Okay.
Do you believe me?
At this point, I believe anything, little Frida. But why did her bones get scattered in the first place?
Because she's a saint.
Ah.
You know, people believe if you touch the relic of a saint, you'll receive a blessing.
I see.
So her bones were valuable. They were given as gifts. Some were sold, traded by travelers. That's how she got scattered all over the place.
But how did you get the bones back? I mean, if they're that valuable, why did people give them to you?
I told them my dreams, and they understood.
So you didn't have to steal them?
Well, no. Not what I'd call stealing. Except maybe for this last one.
The thigh bone?
Yeah, I gotta swipe that one.
Just tell them your dreams.
I don't think he'll listen.
Why is that?
Because he's using it.
Her thigh bone?
Yeah.
For what?
A scepter.
A scepter? What is he, some kind of king?
Yeah.
Who is this guy?
Someone you know.
Someone I know?
Remember the old Rogi?
Oh my god. You don't mean the king of the Rakshasas?
Yeah.
He has Saint Seymour's thigh bone?